CQ for radio check. Break for radio check. This is Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, KK 4, JFO. James in Tuscaloosa, North Carolina. Radio check, please.
4, JFO. How you doing, James? It's K4, OIM, Walter. You're an Emmett. You're making the trip to the repeater just fine, James.
For a Sunday afternoon, brother. Well, I thank you for that report. Yeah, I was, I'm not an extra on my license class, and I'm not real good at electronics, but I ripped my, I'm in my mobile out in my Jeep, and I ripped the Kodiaks out of my, NMO mount, and I thought, well, you know, can't hurt nothing, try to put the thing back together. So I got my soldering iron out, my solder, and tried to remember how the last one came off, put the new one on, and I thought, well, you know, if nothing else, I ain't lost anything, and if anything else, I've gained a little knowledge. And I'm excited to hear it coming through, and I'm excited that you're the one that answered it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get on here a little more than I have been up till the time I have to go in for the operation. And today's one of them days when I feel a little better, James.
Sounded mighty good. And, yeah, that's quite a joy right there. You're sounding awesome, just as clear as a bell and as you always sound. So I'm excited to hear all that right there. I really, really am. Looking forward to hearing you some amount of time, at least, on the net tonight.
I moved my 2 meter radio up here in my bedroom, and I've got my HF station up here, but my coax ain't long enough, and I got another 100 feet down there in my shack. I just gotta get out there and untie a rope and drop the dipole down and take that 50 foot coax off and have 100 feet. Bring it up here, run it through the bedroom window where I can get on HF. And after I get to where I can't talk, at least I can get on HF and work some CW.
That's awesome. Yeah, to be able to see, do CW in a situation like this, man, that's a blessing right there to be able to do CW. And hopefully, though, even beyond all of that, I'm glad you're getting that thing set up because, yeah, you know, my advice is don't wait till the last minute to get yourself arranged and everything and get that on up through the winter and get everything set up and ready to roll. That's a plus right there. You know, if you can just talk, if you can't talk, you can listen, and while you're listening, you can do your CW. But, yeah, you ought to let that be a goal of yours here next week. I think it's going to get warm down there where you guys are. It's, I think by Wednesday, we're going to probably hit 55 up here. That might be a good day for you to wander around with that thing.
Well, I don't think I got another doctor's appointment till February the 14th. And I just have to have somebody here with me. Now, I'm not about the... They don't want me going outside the house by myself. And I'll get my niece. She's been taking me back and forth to the doctor. So my daughter's having to work, and I'll get her to come up here with me and help you get that coax switched out. And it won't take 10 or 15 minutes to get it done. So with that, James, I'm going to say 7-3s and see if I can get a little more straightened out in here in my new shack. So, man, KK4 JFO, I believe it is, James. I missed the call up. I'm sorry, this is K4 OA. I'll be clear on your phone, James. I appreciate you so.
It absolutely was a blessing to me. I absolutely was. And I do appreciate the radio check. That makes me feel good. At least I've got some mobile operation going on until my solder joint breaks apart or whatever happens, which maybe nothing will happen. I don't know. But anyway, I'll be listening for you tonight on the net. And like I say, get out there and get you some help and get yourself set up. Get ready to run to this thing. And listen to what we'll be talking to you tonight. I'm clear, buddy. 73.